All right, so today, let's take a deep dive into something pretty interesting.
Okay.
It's a 30-day PR report, and it's all about the public reaction to Quorum Cyber acquiring Kivu Consulting.
Interesting.
You know, you see these big company mergers all the time, and it makes you wonder, like,
Yeah.
does the press coverage actually make any difference?
Does it move the needle?
Right. This report was put together by BVM.
Oh, wow.
They're a tech PR and marketing firm,
Okay.
and it really gives us a behind-the-scenes look at how they made sure, you know,
Yeah.
that the news actually made a splash.
Got it. So they wanted to make sure people knew about it.
Exactly. So
Interesting.
what's really fascinating here is
Yeah.
it's not just about, you know, getting your name in the headlines.
Right.
It's about crafting a narrative. And it seems like Quorum Cyber really wanted to position themselves as this global leader,
Yeah.
and this report shows how their PR strategy did exactly that.
I see. So they had a goal in mind when they went into this.
So let's unpack this a little bit.
Sure.
First of all, the report highlights a huge spike in website traffic.
Okay.
Right after the Kivu news dropped, they went from like a few hundred visitors a day
Wow.
to over 2,600.
Really?
And get this, 2,200 of those were brand new users.
That's huge.
I mean, imagine that kind of exposure for your company.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the
That's
dream,
incredible.
right?
Yeah, that kind of visibility, you don't just like
Right.
stumble upon it.
No.
So how did they do that?
Well, the press release went out on all the major wires,
Okay.
Google News, AP News, Benzinga.
Mm-hmm.
You know you want to hit those big players because
Yeah.
they have the widest reach and
Yeah.
they give credibility
So
to your
you,
story.
it's almost like a stamp of approval from the
But
news
it's
one.
not just about quantity, it's about quality too.
Exactly.
Did they mention where else the news ended up?
Well, it went pretty far and wide.
Okay.
We're talking CBS 13 Sacramento,
What?
the Daily Trojan, even ESPN in California,
Okay.
and then across the pond to like the BBC,
Oh, wow.
Daily Express and ITV in the UK.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So they really blanketed the US and the UK
They did.
as a
We get
message.
a pretty big footprint. Very
Yeah.
strategic.
Okay, so the news spread far and wide,
Uh-huh.
but did people actually care?
Yeah, good question.
Like, that's what I'm really curious about.
Well, that's where this concept of earned media comes in.
Okay.
Think about it this way.
Yeah.
Anyone can pay for an ad
Right.
or put out a press release,
Yeah.
but earned media is when publications decide to cover your story,
Okay.
like independently.
I see.
It's kind of like getting a rave review
So,
from a
wait.
friend.
Okay.
It just means more
Yeah.
than something you'd say about yourself
Right.
because it's from an independent source.
This earned media concept, it's
Yeah,
really interesting.
it's powerful.
So it's not just about how many articles you get, but who's writing them?
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's about credibility.
Yeah. So did they highlight any specific examples of this earned media in the report?
They did.
Okay.
So on February 5th, Security Week ran a piece,
Okay.
and it mentioned the acquisition as one of the top cybersecurity deals in January.
Wow.
And then you've got MSSP Alert. They focused on how this acquisition
Okay.
helped Quorum Cyber strategically expand their
Was.
services.
So each publication had a slightly different angle,
Exactly.
but they all contributed to the overall narrative
All
that
right.
Quorum Cyber was building.
A consistent story.
That's pretty clever.
It's a good strategy.
But how can you be sure
Yeah.
that those key messages are actually
Yeah.
getting through?
Well, that's where the magic of keyword analysis comes in.
Okay.
Think of it like this.
Yeah.
You're seeing which words pop up the most in the articles about this acquisition. It tells you what themes are resonating with people and whether those key messages are actually getting through.
So what were some of the keywords that
Yeah.
jumped out in this case?
Well, if you look at the word cloud in the report,
Okay.
some of the big ones were driven cybersecurity outcomes, global cybersecurity firm, threat management services,
Okay.
and of course, Kivu Consulting and Quorum Cyber.
Makes sense.
You
So it's
know.
clear that they successfully conveyed
Right.
their global reach,
Yeah.
their focus on cybersecurity outcomes,
Exactly.
and the specific services they offer.
It seems like the message was received loud and clear.
This is fascinating.
It's really cool to see how this all works.
So by analyzing these keywords, they could see if the media was actually picking up on those messages they were trying to send.
It's very strategic.
That's like next level PR.
Very interesting.
It really is.
It is.
And you know, it's not always smooth sailing.
Right.
The report actually mentions one instance
right.
where the sentiment analysis picked up some negative feedback.
Interesting.
Wait, so a positive tweet got flagged as negative.
Yeah, so it seems like it was kind of a humorous tweet.
Okay.
Someone was comparing Quorum Cyber's acquisition strategy to Thanos collecting the Infinity Stones.
Oh, wow.
They used the word gauntlet.
Okay.
And for some reason, the sentiment analysis tool flagged that as negative.
Oh, so the machine missed the joke.
It seems so. It makes you wonder how often this happens.
I know.
Especially with all the data flying around these days.
Exactly.
It really highlights the need for a human touch, right?
It does.
Yeah.
You can't just rely on algorithms.
Yeah. They're not perfect.
You need that human interpretation
right.
to make sure you're getting the full picture.
You need to understand context.
Okay. So we've talked about website traffic, media coverage, and even the nuances of sentiment analysis.
Right.
But the report keeps mentioning an interactive version.
Oh, yeah.
What's that all about?
It's like a deeper dive, literally.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a link to an interactive platform.
Okay.
Where you can actually explore the data,
uh-huh.
play with the word cloud, and really get even more granular insights.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
I bet you're curious to see this report now.
I am.
But unfortunately, we don't have the password.
Oh.
But it just goes to show that there's always more to uncover.
Right.
But even without the password, I think we've uncovered some pretty amazing insights from this report.
This has been really insightful.
It's a testament to how a well-executed PR campaign can really move the needle.
It can make a real difference.
It also really drives home the point that PR is about so much more.
Right.
Than just getting your name out there.
Yeah, it's not just about publicity.
It's about crafting a narrative that resonates with the right audience and ultimately helps achieve your business goals.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
This report gives us a fantastic look at how Quorum Cyber achieved that.
Yeah.
They used strategic press release distribution.
Uh-huh.
They got covered in a diverse range of media outlets.
Yep.
And they leveraged earned media to build credibility.
So many different facets.
And don't forget that clever keyword analysis.
Oh, yeah.
They used it to track the conversation.
Right.
And make sure their key messages were cutting through all the noise.
It's amazing how strategic they were.
I'm still blown away by the sheer volume of coverage.
Yeah, me too.
They achieved it in such a short amount of time.
They did.
They had a well-oiled PR machine.
They had a plan.
Working behind the scenes.
And that machine was fueled by some really great storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those earned media examples we talked about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Each outlet had a slightly different take on the acquisition. Some focused on the financial implications.
Right.
Some highlighted the expanded services.
Mm-hmm.
And others honed in on the boost to Quorum Cyber's global incident response capabilities.
It's like they tailored their message to resonate with different audiences.
Exactly.
And ultimately, that's what makes a PR campaign successful.
That's the key.
It's about understanding that PR is more than just press releases and media placements. It's
bigger than that.
It's about telling a compelling story that captures people's attention and drives those desired business outcomes.
Well said.
This report provides valuable lessons for anyone trying to navigate the PR landscape.
Especially in a field like cybersecurity, which is so fast-paced and ever-changing.
Exactly. And speaking of navigating, we're exploring a lot of interesting concepts today.
We are.
But there's one more piece of the puzzle we haven't discussed yet.
What's that?
Backlinks. I have to admit, I don't fully understand how they work or why they're so important.
Well, imagine each backlink is like a little street sign pointing to Quorum Cyber's website.
Uh-huh.
The more signs you have from reputable sources, the easier it is for people to find you online.
I see.
And the more trustworthy you appear.
So basically, if a well-respected website links to Quorum Cyber's content, it's like a vote of confidence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about building that credibility and authority.
Okay.
And this report highlights that the PR campaign generated 31 quality backlinks for Quorum Cyber from all sorts of sources.
Like what?
Like news outlets, industry publications, even social media.
31.
That's a pretty significant number.
That's a lot.
And it sounds like these backlinks came from a variety of reputable places.
I must have made a big difference.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. It all goes back to that holistic approach we were talking about.
Right.
This wasn't just about getting a press release out there.
Yeah.
It was about creating this ripple effect of coverage across the whole digital landscape.
So they increased website traffic.
Right.
They achieved global media coverage.
Yep.
They secured those valuable earned media placements.
Mm-hmm.
And they even boosted their backlink profile.
They checked all the boxes.
This PR campaign really hit all the right notes.
It really did.
But this deep dive has given us a fascinating look.
It has.
Into the world of cybersecurity PR, especially when it comes to a strategic acquisition campaign.
It's a great case study.
But what I find particularly intriguing
is... What's that? What I find intriguing is...
What is it?
We've talked a lot about the of this PR campaign.
Right.
Like the press releases.
Yeah.
The media coverage.
Yeah.
The backlinks.
Right. All the pieces.
But what stands out to me is the why.
Okay, the
why. Quorum Cyber didn't just want to announce an acquisition. They wanted to tell a story about growth.
Okay.
Innovation.
Yeah.
And becoming a global force in cybersecurity.
So every element of this PR campaign,
right,
from the keywords to the earned media placements, it was all carefully chosen.
It was all very deliberate.
To reinforce that narrative.
They had a clear vision.
So it was all about crafting a specific message and making sure it reached the right people.
Exactly.
It's like they were conducting an orchestra.
That's a good analogy.
With every instrument playing its part
to
create this harmonious sound.
And that's the beauty of a well-executed PR campaign.
Exactly.
It's not just about making noise.
Right.
It's about composing a symphony of information.
I like that.
That resonates with your audience and ultimately achieves your goals.
That's a great way to put it. This report gives us a fantastic blueprint.
I think so, too.
For how to do just that.
It's a great case study.
From leveraging major news outlets to understanding sentiment analysis. It's clear that there's a lot of strategic thinking that goes into a successful PR campaign.
You can't just wing it.
Definitely not.
It's not a one-size-fits-all approach either.
Right.
What worked for Quorum Cyber might not work for every company.
Of course.
The key is to understand your own goals, your target audience, and the unique story you want to tell.
So it's all about finding the right notes.
Yeah.
To create your own unique PR symphony.
I like that.
I think that's a perfect note to end on.
I agree.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
I would say that PR is more than just press releases and media coverage.
Okay.
It's about crafting a compelling narrative. Understanding your audience and using the right tools to make sure your message resonates.
I see.
And as we saw with Quorum Cyber, when it's done effectively, it could have a truly powerful impact.
Well said.
Thank you.
So until next time, keep exploring. Keep asking questions. And keep diving deep into the world around you.
I love it. It's the why that really stands out to me.
Okay, the why.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
We've talked about the what, the press releases, the coverage, the backlinks.
Yeah, all the different pieces.
But Quorum Cyber didn't just want to, you know, announce an acquisition.
Right.
They wanted to tell a story.
Okay, a story about what?
About growth.
Growth, okay.
And innovation.
Okay.
And really becoming a global force in cybersecurity.
So you're saying that every element of this campaign,
pretty much,
from the keywords to those earned media placements, it was all carefully chosen.
It was all very deliberate.
To reinforce that story.
Yeah, they had a specific narrative in mind.
So it was all about crafting that message
and
making sure it reached the right people.
That's the key.
It's like they were conducting an orchestra with every instrument playing its part.
I like that analogy.
You know, to create that harmonious sound.
And that's what makes a really well-executed PR campaign stand out.
Right.
It's not just about making noise.
Right. It's about more than that.
It's about composing a symphony of information.
Wow. A symphony of information.
That resonates with your audience.
Okay.
And ultimately helps you reach your goals.
I think this report really does give us a fantastic blueprint for how to do just that.
Yeah.
From, you know, using those big news outlets to understanding sentiment analysis.
Yeah, all those tools.
It shows that there's so much strategy.
It's not just luck.
Involved in a successful PR campaign.
Right. You have to have a plan.
It's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Nope, definitely not.
What worked for Quorum Cyber might not work for everyone.
That's true.
So how do you know what will work for you?
Well, the key is to really understand your goals.
Your
target audience and the unique story you want to tell.
Okay, so find the right notes.
Right.
To compose your own PR symphony.
I like that.
I think that's a perfect note to end on.
I agree.
As we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah.
What's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
I would say that PR is more than just press releases and getting media coverage.
Okay, more than that.
It's about creating a compelling narrative, understanding who you're talking to.
Your audience.
Exactly. And then using the right tools and strategies to make sure your message resonates.
Make it stick.
Yeah. And as we saw with Quorum Cyber, when you do it right, it can have a really powerful impact.
Well said. I think that about wraps it up for us today.
It was great chatting with you.
Thanks so much for joining us and for sharing all these amazing insights.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it.
To all our listeners out there, thanks for tuning in to this deep dive.
Keep learning.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions,
yeah,
and keep diving deep into the world around you.